Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
And we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests, are going to be coaching you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. We got a very, very special guest. You're very familiar with this guest. I'm going to lay it down for you on Monday through Friday, so make sure that you're tuned in. But if you haven't done this already this morning, go ahead and share the call with other people. Can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com. Now, listen, guys, I need you guys to do something, right? We have got
to move into our leadership beast mode.
We no longer can say, you know, as babies in the industry, this industry needs more leaders. We have a lot of people who are even afraid to make the money in the industry. You have people who make the money in the industry, think that that's leadership, but we're talking about leadership. And so on today, our scripture is coming out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. If you've been plugging in the Power Start Your Day for some time, I'm sure you've heard the scripture sometimes before. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. When you're talking about building businesses, leadership, there are going to be principles and there are going to be scriptures that are going to show up many more times than maybe some of the others, because it's specific to what we're trying to accomplish. And we're trying to accomplish people who understand that we're creating atmosphere for other people to grow. So key. So you got to be more than just curious about becoming or developing leaders to determine if network marketing really for you. So in case you don't remember the question, that's what it was. Is network marketing really for me? How you guys doing? Are you thus far saying, you know, I can do this? Some people say, no, it's not for me. You know, the biggest skeptics in network marketing are not the people outside of the industry, or the people inside the industry who don't really believe that people make it. But I know, because I've seen it so many times, that you can make it if you really want to. So, listen. Let's go to the Lord together and let's make sure that we're on point. Right. Let's make sure we're on point. Let's go ahead and pray together.
Wow. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you've made, and we are so glad and we are so joyous you've given us another opportunity here in the land of the living. You are amazing, God. There is no one above you, no one like you. We're so grateful that you made us in the likeness of your image. Said through your son, Jesus Christ, that greater works that we shall do. But of course, we have to believe, and we have to also be great examples unto your word. As we are being refined, as we're going through the fire, we won't abort the process of becoming the best leaders in the marketplace. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that even though our stamp is being placed here in network marketing that is permeating through the entire marketplace, we're thanking you right now that you're bringing up a people that their names are going to be ringing out of the mouths of people who they've never considered our industry. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are truly growing in you will give you all the honor and the glory, not only by the fruit of our lips, but also our actions in every area of our life. We're thanking you that we're cutting off at the root anything that has held us to the areas that have been holding us back thus far. We're willing to let it go so we can go up. We're thanking you, Father God, that it's okay. It's not about being right. It's about being your righteous, chosen people. We're honoring you right now and all of your laws so that we can now begin to see success predictably. We're no longer accepting mediocrity in our lives, and we're growing together. We're thanking you that as we are on one accord, you said one can put 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. We're putting to flight anything, anyone, any person, place, or thing that is trying to come up against your assignment for the lives of your people. Seal and we cover this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hopefully you're doing amazing on today. You want to go ahead. I see people already coming in the queue, and you want to go ahead and come in the queue really early on this morning because our call is going to be straight to the point. Now, we have been discussing the question on, is network marketing really for me? Now, I can tell you as I go back and when I first enrolled in network marketing, I didn't even know what it was really about. You know, I at that time just needed the product that was being offered to me. I needed it badly, and that's how a lot of people join. And you hear the idea, oh, you know, can you make some more money or what have you? You say, yeah, I could do for some more of that. But now you find yourself inside of an industry thinking that it looks very innocent, like, okay, it takes no work. All I got to do is open my mouth, and then there it is. Presto, I'm building a big team. I'm making big money, and I'm rolling it out. But then now you get in the midst, and you realize that, not so much. We start meeting people who may be in your organizations, and then some of them may have not been primed or they may not be ripened for leadership and success, and then now that may even give you the idea or give you a picture in your mind about what network marketing really is. But I need you to know that Power Starts Your Day, as we continue to grow, it is all about setting it straight. So let's go to our word on today in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And because in network marketing, it first starts with you becoming a leader, then now you start developing a leader. A lot of people, even, of course, as you're earning money, as you're building business, they're not doing enough self-reflection. They're not doing enough self-assessment. They're not making sure they're taking more responsibility for what they can do versus concentrate on what they don't see. And so I need you to look here. As it says, you know what? You want to be approved. So 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, as you are building your business, we need to know, are you, no matter who's looking at you, presenting yourself approved to God by being diligent? I can tell you that this in itself was a check up from the neck up many, many, many years ago, this scripture, realizing that it did not matter what man thought about me. It did not matter what their assumptions or how they saw me. It was all about, did I have it right with God? Because he is the source. He is the one that gives us the ability to gain wealth. So many of us even get it wrong by even just that in itself, that we're looking to be approved by people. But if we are approved by God, God would automatically send you the right people. Do you understand that every circumstance, every challenge is designed for a lesson? Many of us just ignore the lesson, and we focus on the challenge. So let's go talk about what do we have to know. We started off yesterday, and we started discussing some things about can happen? What are some things that you need to pay attention to on your journey to becoming a network marketing leader? Now, in the meanwhile, you're building your business. This is different than corporate America, where you may not be put on the floor or you're not working until you're fully trained. And that's why training is always so important. I can tell you again, do not try to come out of the fire too soon, because you may be half done. It is so important that as you are growing in your leadership, that you stay, in a place where you can be led in order for you to be able to lead. I'm going to tell you something. Having a mentor or a coach that's in the industry or even in your company, people will know the real deal about you and know the real deal about the industry or the company you're in. Because I'm going to tell you this, it's easy to convince people that you're doing all you can do and play victim to the industry. But I don't want you to run out of that fire again too early, because it's designed to refine you. So I know that sometimes some things you hear on Power Start Your Day, it stings. But I want you to ask yourself, anytime something stings, you need to ask yourself, why? Why do I feel this way about what was said? Why did it push this button in me? I can tell you there is always a lesson in it. And so now as we begin to go over, you know, the 10 things you got to learn, I know for me, many of my mentors never was in the industry of network marketing. And then as I begin to grow, I begin to seek mentorship and coaching and begin to get different paradigms of people who may have gone before me or done better than me. And more importantly, even in my company, for myself, my co-founders, we always have to have dialogue. And I can tell you, it's always going back to, Nicola, being open and coachable, and always going back to the base, creating the atmosphere for others to grow. How many people know that it's always about creating an atmosphere for other people to grow? Sometimes you have to die to yourself. This is where we now begin to talk about some of the things that you must know as you're growing into your leadership. We discussed yesterday on faith and having a vision and creating images that is taking you to intense action. You got to have a purpose. Of course, being committed. It takes courage to be committed, right? It's not all about what you're producing. It's easy to go into a hole as soon as you start feeling that people are the problem. Well, if there's only one place that money comes from is people, and you begin to recluse yourself away from people, then now you will become the problem. Now, I need you to know that we need to talk about communication. Very, very important. Some people shut down. They're not used to communicating. But everything that you say is not the biggest communicator. It's what you do. So you got to stop doubting. And if you're not going out there even pursuing your business regularly, you are communicating. You don't have belief in your industry or your company. That's what you're communicating. It doesn't matter what you say to your upline. It doesn't matter what you say on this call. It's all about what you do, because what you do communicates much louder than what you say. Sometimes people have to say it out verbally to now begin to motivate or convince themselves to do what's necessary for them to build their business. But while you're becoming that leader, be mindful of the communication of what you're doing, which speaks much louder than your words. And then we discussed about solutions. Listen, you cannot be the problem and the answer at the same time. You need to know that it's very, very simple. Stop looking at the glass half empty and start looking at it half full, because anyone who's looking at the glass half empty and even verbalizing that to sidelines, uplines, downlines, you are a distraction to the team. And if you are distracting, then you're not part of a solution. Now, will there be challenges that come along the way? Will there be things that you say, I wish that we had more of, but then you got to always ask yourself, how can I be the solution of more of what I'm saying I come out from that angle. Because in this industry, I've never had anyone who's enrolled me that said, Nicola, I want to take you along this journey to take your spot at the top. I've had probably the opposite. So yet what I did is instead of always harping on what they didn't do and I did it by myself, I never say it. I'm not self-made. I'm God-made. God stepped in. And maybe if I had someone holding my hand all the way along the way, had someone doing all of my three ways, doing all of my things, maybe I wouldn't even be speaking to you right now. Because I wouldn't be able to come from a place of truth saying that you can do it even if no one else thinks you can. I need you to know that it's extremely important that when you're talking about taking your spot at the top, you need to be the answer, not the problem. As you're becoming a leader, even after you start getting into higher levels, the higher level you are, the more responsible you are for solutions. The more cognizant you must be to not being the problem. And I can tell you sometimes, even if you're the one that is in a place where you're trying to say, this is the way we're going, you may be construed as being the problem, but what you have to be is remain a constant in the midst of chaos. When you're building your business off of principles, not just strategies, everything has to come around full circle. And then we discussed about having ambition, so necessary. You can have potential, but potential without action has no power. And so if you're not actually making some moves, you're not getting any results. So you can literally be a network marketing glossary, dictionary, thesaurus, whatever you want to be. But if you're not taking action, ain't nothing happening. So you have to be ambitious to move into leadership because at some point in time, people want to know if what you're saying out of your mouth doesn't really work. And the only way to tell is result. Now, I can tell you our minds might wrap around. I mean, I was actually in one of my masterminds on yesterday, and I presented something that I am doing, one, like I said, the largest project that I've taken on in my entire life. And it's been in an incubator for quite some time, and it's like, now is the time. God is saying, now is the time. And I began, I presented some things, and they were able to go through and correct it. Nicola, don't say this, look, this is not what we do. This is what have you, whatever. And you will always find yourself resorting back to your old self, the things that you thought you knew. So if you don't stay in an atmosphere where people will literally have to correct some things and change some things and remind you that you are bigger than where you are, you'll die. It's easy to kind of hide even into. If this crew ain't saying what you want to say, you'll roll with another crew who don't really know you. Because you don't want to be corrected. You don't want to be refined, which means that you don't really want to become a leader. I am telling you right here, ambition is not the same as production. And you have to have leadership in the mix so you'll have a better balance. It takes practice, guys, so that's why it takes time. But now if we go into number six, which is character. Who are you? In the dark, in the light. Who are you before you start getting results and after you get results? I can tell you something, and I shared this. My mom would always say to me, don't ever let your money take you when your character can't keep you. And I am so grateful to have a mother who is, you know, around me and that I am still submitted to her teaching, where if she could easily tell me, check up from the neck up. And I am telling you, so such that when she's saying I'm proud of you, not from looking from approval, because she's even taught us to have our own mouth. From a kid, she would say, speak up. Because she needed to know what was in the minds of her children, who she grew to be powerful leaders. And I am telling you right now that when she's like, I'm proud of you, she can say that. My pastor can say, you know what? You never let the money make you. You just made the money. I still remain that person no matter what it is that I represent to my church. I am there to learn. My shepherds have led me into a very powerful place, along with the teachings of my mom about character. Dr. Monroe, character. Ben D.C. Cordova, character. So God continues to have people in my life reminding me about letting my yes be my yes and my no be my no. Now that takes courage. Because you will have people that will literally try to get you on bandwagon to contradict character. And so you have to be able to rightly divide the words of truth. And if you have character, it's easier for you to recognize when things are being done out of character. And maybe you're placed in that position not to hop on a bandwagon, but to put people back on track. I need you to know that this leads into number 7 called integrity. You say, are they one in being the same? I need you to know that integrity right now, not only be honest, but you want to be honest at all costs. Do you understand that integrity builds trust? And when you're talking about building a leadership team, that they have to be able to trust you. Now, sometimes people's minds are playing a trick on themselves because maybe they're out of character or integrity, and they'll assume everyone else may be in the same place. There is a word for that. It says, as a man thinketh, so is he. But guys, if you stay in a place of learning, you'll realize that everyone does not think like you. Everyone does not think alike. And so when I always bring the word of God, people will know why the word of God, because it's not my word, it's God's word. And I encourage you to read it so that maybe he can speak to you, which may be differently than the way he speaks to me. But I know that because he's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore, that even if the interpretation is different or even if the whisper is different, that he's still leading us on the right path, and that will lead us to take our spot at the top. Anywhere, no matter the situation, and we become unstoppable. So I need you to know that when you're talking about integrity, and even when you're talking about building trust, do you know that even your word makes a difference? People have to be able to get to know you in order to trust you. And they also need to know that they can trust you in order to like you. Now, a person will have to like you to respect you, but I am telling you right now, I've had people meet me many a times and be like, I don't like her. Why? Because she's just all in the face about what I could be doing better. But let's face it, guys. Let's say, for instance, I wasn't sharing information on how you can be better. Do you think that's going to change my results? You have to ask yourself, wow, why is she taking the time? And what should I be doing with this information to make my life better, my children's lives better, to build a legacy for me? Why am I sharing this in this manner? Because I don't know how much longer I will be in this place. Why? Because things are always growing. Things are always growing. And my honor and my loyalty, these are the next two things we're talking about, is to God. So I need you to know that there has to be honor, like that unwritten code, some of the things. That's why you have to have the Holy Spirit present. You have to have a relationship with God. If you rely only on what your pastor, only on what whatever somebody else tells you about God, you're going to have trouble with honor. There are some unwritten rules, people, in the industry and in business. And even with honor, simple things like edification come of your company, of your leaders, of people. Whether you don't see that, there's a lack of honor. You're talking about loyalty first to God. If you're loyal to God, it's easy to be loyal to his most precious commodity called people. And then last, what we're talking about on today is ego. I believe our good friend Barbara Boyd, she mentioned that on yesterday. She definitely did. I love her wisdom that she brings to a table. So you don't even understand your lunch giants, even as a listener on the call. When you're leaving it out of your business, exactly, you're edging God out of your business. It's not all about being right. It's all about getting better. It's noble. Do you know that higher level leaders, because we know a lot of these codes, can respect the person more who say I messed up? Because you don't move to higher levels of leadership unless you've had to go through mistakes. And then our job is to come back and say, hey, you can avoid this one if you're coachable. You can avoid that one if you do this this way. You can avoid this one if you do that that way. And just know that vulnerability is actually power. I've seen some true leaders coming on this call, even kings, who would say, you know what, I didn't think of it like that. You're definitely provoking me to think differently, even about my family, even about the way I was doing things, or I had issues with God. So even people with me saying God, 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 it makes some people cringe, and some people don't even want to hear it because they probably think God has forsaken them, and I want them to read the Bible, and he would say, I never forsake you. I will never forsake you. But let me tell you what was really happening during that time in your life. Don't ever edge God out of anything in your personal or your professional life, because the moment you submit to him, he will make some things that look quite right, things that look just wrong, he will make it right. And even his word, he told us he will make those crooked paths straight. Let's open up the call on this morning. Let's open up the call on this morning. Good morning, family. We're going to take just a few callers because we do have to move forward with today. Super, super busy day on this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 318 last 4-9-0-2-0. Good morning.
Good morning, powerhouse. Dr. Nicola, how are you?
I'm amazing. I'm amazing. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Monica. It's Monica. I just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you this morning for being such an amazing leader for us. I also wanted to let you know that we are continually to pray for your strength, because for you to die out to Christ to lead us in such an impactful way is so empowering. And I just want to say thank you for that, because every time you get on the call, God has to give you something so big to eat, to feed the masses. And we're all pulling on you, and we're grateful for you, and it is transforming our life. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Have an amazing day.
And thank you, Monica, for the prayers. I thank all of you who really are standing for what we're doing, this movement. It's just amazing what's happening. And, you know, I just want to say shouts out to you and the Sumos all the way over there in Louisiana. We know that great leaders are being birthed. And because you all are
yes,
leading in your capacity. And so we're now, God is saying, it's another season. It's another season coming aboard. So do not slack in this season. go for it as hard as you can, because what I found out with this leadership and network marketing, I thought it was for one thing, but it was just so that God moved me to the top so that the voices can be heard. When I began to understand that, I began to use all he said is open your mouth. Just like you did with Jeremiah, open your mouth and all of this power comes out. So I thank you so much, Monica. Thank you so much. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 201 last 4-2209. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Nicola. It is Lori Goodman. I have to just jump on the bandwagon and say you have blessed me immensely. Got to put it out there. You know, there's been days that I felt so weary. And I said, what is it? Why is it that I can't just jump start and kick it into gear? You know, and then I just said, you know what? Go to God, because he's your source and you know it. So if you know it, come back and, you know, get more involved in him and he will show you the way. So, you know, I've been doing some self-assessing, and I realized that you have to die daily, like you say. You have to know that it's not about you. It's about the people and what you can do for them. And everybody is not going to always hear you, but do not give up. Do not get weary, because, you know, the battle's not yours. So, you know, on that note, I just want to say that I really have grown just even in the last week. I hired a coach because I need one, because everybody needs to be coachable, and I don't mean hire one that's, you know, so expensive, but I'm talking about you got to give back when somebody is pouring into you and telling you, wait, it's not your way. You got to have a coach that's going to be so real with you that you got to be able to put on your glasses and see it. So for me, I realized that in these last weeks, I was lacking in leadership. You know, I'm saying to myself, you're a leader. Why is it that you're not somewhere helping or assisting? You know, I was convicted on Saturday in my spirit, because I'm like, you know you're a leader. You can be up there doing a presentation. You can be outside. You could be sitting down helping, getting people in the doors. You can be motivating people because you know how to do it. What's wrong? What is wrong with me? And I came up with the conclusion, just do it. Don't be afraid. Just do it.
There you go.
So I got to thank you. I truly have to thank you. I'm piggybacking off of Monica, and I'm just saying, you know what? God is amazing, because to put someone like you in our lives, no matter what your age is, no matter what your situation is, every day you come with a word that's so fierce that it's out of sight, and it just gives me, you know, it just gives me the power to want to do it, to be successful. And I'm telling you, I'm going to show you what I can do and what I'm made of. And I'm thankful that God has given me the energy and the oomph to go and get it. So I got to thank you. And I got to show myself, but I got to show you too, because if it wasn't for you and a few of my closest friends, I wouldn't do the business. But I know when I listen to you, and I know that my belief in God has allowed me to say, wait a minute, it's not about that pity party. It's about you knowing what you know, and you just got to go for it. So I just had to, you know, I thank God he allowed me in the queue to even just say it, because I feel a certain kind of way today.
I don't only.
I'm telling you, I've been up
to 5:30. I feel. Oh my Lord!
Yeah.
I mean, there has been such a transfer for you that has been bottled up until you just let out what you just let out. I am so, oh, my Lord, I can't even tell you what just happened to me on the other side of the phone. There is about to be a major transfer. It's been bottled up. You so deserve it, Lori. And you've been holding it back for so long. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
What's about to happen to you and your life and your business. I'm so excited for you. Guys, this call,
every time
I say, okay, I got to do something, I have another thing. And then God begins to say, hey, you just put your finger right there and you take that last call. And every time I do, obedience is greater than sacrifice. So I know the assignment that he has me to do right after this call, he's going to make it happen in the exact timing that it needs to. And I am just so excited for what I am hearing. You guys have never even really heard Lori open up like this on the call, but I know her, and I know what she can do. You've been playing small, but not no more. I'm so excited. Can't wait to see what's about to happen, guys. Listen, you guys have a blessed and productive day. I need you to go back and pay attention to what we're talking about. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Pay attention to what becoming a leader is all about. And one of the things Lori just did when we talked about having that courage is to say, you know what, I was lacking in that area and I needed to get help. And I am getting on my game. You can do the same thing. All right, guys, you have a blessed day. Take care.